This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 28 June 2006. Israeli occupation forces escalate attacks on Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine and isolate the Gaza Strip from the outside world. A Palestinian was extrajudicially assassinated by the Israeli occupation forces in this past week. Israeli occupation warplanes launched a number of airstrikes and mock air raids on the Gaza Strip, and a number of civilian facilities were destroyed or damaged, including a power station. Israeli occupation forces conducted 48 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces moved nearly 1 kilometer into the east of Rafah, arrested 2 Palestinians, and seized control over the Gaza International Airport. 63 Palestinians, including 5 children and a woman, were arrested by Israeli occupation forces. 5 homes were transformed into military outposts or military sites by Israeli occupation forces. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine and have imposed a tightened siege on the Gaza Strip. Israeli occupation forces positioned at checkpoints in the West Bank arrested 7 Palestinian civilians and arrested the Palestinian Minister of Labor, Mohammed al-Barghouti. Israeli occupation forces have also continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall in the West Bank and have resumed land leveling near Beit Lehem and uprooted at least 200 olive trees. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct sections of the apartheid wall near Shavi Shomron and Ariel settlements, which are illegal, in the north of the West Bank. And Israeli occupation forces started to establish a, quote, fence near Tina settlement. Finally, Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. 3 Palestinian civilians were injured and 5 homes were damaged. For more information of these gross war crimes, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.